Hey guys, welcome to the Daily Dose of Awesome. This is Chef Katrina here with you guys here on Leap Marketing Pro. Just checking in if we can do a quick check-in to say hello to everybody. So if you could let me know who you are and where you're from, I always like to see who's joining us on this amazing Daily Dose of Awesome. It's a Monday. We're kicking off our week. And not only are we kicking off our week, we're going to kick off how to get you in action. So action is like the key ingredient to moving your business forward. So we are going to have a little fun today. This is going to be as interactive as you make it. And we're going to create your action plan. Aloha, Scott. Good morning to you. I know it's nice and early. So what does it take to start getting into action? Hello, Brandy. How are you? And let's create that together. Let's actually, hey, Wendy, create what it looks like to be in action. And then let's work your action plan. All right. Hey, Melinda, how are you? So good to see you guys. How was everyone's weekend, by the way? I'm just checking in. How was everybody's weekend? Did you guys have a good time? Do anything fun and exciting? Apparently there was this weird game on. Hey, Melissa, Lisa, good to see you. Is it Hassani? Hello, hello. Mona's back on with us. Hello. Tiffany's with us. Worked and then worked. Awesome. Okay. All right. So great. Everyone had a good day, good weekend. You guys are ready to take on this new week, right? So what does that look like? What is it? First off, guys, go ahead and share this video because I'm feeling it's going to be a very powerful video that you guys are going to want to share, especially to your people. Hey, Kareen, how are you? Because this is going to be about getting into action. One of the questions I see up over and over again is how do you get started? I see so many people getting so many results and they seem to be in here for only a week or 2 days or whatever that looks like. And the reality is guys, we have no idea when people got started with online marketing. We have no idea how long they've been building their list. I would say one of the coolest things I've seen is that when people start reaching out and start having a plan of action in place, that's when the results start happening. So we talk a lot about consistency. I hear it all the time. So what does it really look like to be in action? And I actually have this call with a lot of our fast track mentorees, right? I'm consulting and working with them. I'm their, basically their, oh, what do I call that? I'm their checking guide, right? They're accountable to me. I'm their accountability partner. And to making sure that they're staying on track, doing what they want to do, savior, in business. So the first thing I want to get with you and really take a look at, and I want, like I said, I want this as interactive as possible, is what are you up to in business? And by this, I mean, what is it that you, what are, here's how it's going to go. I'm going to use all of you. We're going to figure this out. So I'm talking to you right now, just you, and I'm wanting to know what are three actions that you might take in the next 30 days to build your business forward. That is the first question I ask is what are three actions you can take in the next 30 days to move your business forward? And I would like for you to answer. So go ahead and share your answer below. What are three actions? And you can say them one at a time, but I'm really curious, what are three actions you're going to take or you might take over the next 30 days? Hey, Chef. All right. The Facebook Lives. All right. So, Tiffany, since you answered first, my next question is, you said Facebook Lives are something you're going to do over the next 30 days. My next question to you is, how many Facebook Lives are you going to do in the next 30 days? Michelle, that is a perfect step for you. Launching my website on my birthday, perfect. Facebook ads, you guys are awesome. So when I look at Facebook ads, my question is how many Facebook ads, right? What are you really looking at to accomplish there? Emails to leads every day, split test and ad. Okay, so Wendy's going. So Tiffany, you said one every day. So I love that answer. And I'm going to tell you guys that's a great way to get started if you haven't got it started. All right. But here's my caution, Tiffany. I'm talking straight to you, and you guys are going to get this also. How many Facebook Lives can you stay consistent with for the next 1 to 2 years. The reason is that getting started and putting that flurry forward in the beginning, right? There's something about stepping on the gas in the beginning and doing 30 Facebook Lives over the next 30 days, which Tiffany, you've committed to doing. So you're officially on the accountability for me is 30 Facebook Lives in 30 days, right? And so after you complete that, what is reasonable? What is something you can maintain with all your life's ups and downs? We know things are going to happen. We know things are going to come up. What is it that you can be consistent with your audience that allows them to stay in contact with you for the next year to 2 years? Because what I want you to start thinking is that it's not just about what's happening right now, but who are you going to be to your fans a year from now, right? Because it is that year from now that really defines and shapes what you're doing right now. So if you're saying, hey guys, I want to go out and I want to do a video for the next 30 days and one a day, can you consistently keep up a video every single day for the next year? And if the answer is no, that is perfectly okay. If the answer is yes, rock star, okay? So if you can look at that and be like, all right, you know what? Realistically, I could probably do, like Wendy says, Monday through Friday, right? So Monday through Friday would be good. So you know Monday through Friday, you can at least do a Facebook Live. Perfect, right? Easy enough to understand. If you say, you know what? I could only really, if I thought about it, I could do video for the next 30 days, and then I would probably need to do it to where I could do it, you know, Mondays and Thursdays, right? Or I can do it 3 times a week. So it's like whatever that you can consistently keep up. Because remember this, your audience doesn't want you to disappear. They want you to hang around for a long time. So you have to be willing to commit to just staying in this long, long term. So yeah, Delana, you said 30 days accomplished and tomorrow. Perfect. So are you taking on another 30 days? You know, 30 days is perfect where you're at. But really look at it. So you guys have all kind of committed to something. So commit to something, commit to your business. And I just saw Jenny's comment pop up. She goes, do you think it matters if my internet connection is slow? I know my videos all look pixelated, but eventually they can hear my voice. So one thing we have discovered around video is while it's awesome to be able to see your face, really it's the voice that conveys the image. My video marketing coach said if the number one thing you want to make sure you have that is exceptional is the sound. Images can be dark, they can be blurry, they can be a static image, but the sound, your voice, needs to be the one thing that comes through, because if they don't hear you, then they won't stick around and listen to the video, right? So kind of play with that at that point. So you guys have all committed to, I think, one thing. Let me see if I can go through here, see what else. Facebook, one per week, finish a training and review other training. So here's my cautionary tale is that yes, training is good, but training feeds you, right? Training is self-improvement, which is awesome. There should always be self-improvement every single day. Like if there's one thing that you should constantly be doing, it's self-improvement. What I'm going to share with you is that while you're taking and reviewing training courses, what actions are you doing around those courses, right? Because, and I'm not, you know, I see you said this, Bev, you said Facebook Live per week, finish a course, review other training. Training is great. Training is awesome. I still need to, like, I'm looking for a conference to attend here somewhere around the U.S. for something I want to do. And so it's valuable to me, but what I've got to figure out is how to get that information or how to get that training out to somebody else. So blogging, I think you guys mentioned it was one. So like I'm writing a blog. So let me give you a little tip around blogging that I think is really interesting. I'm typically kind of, I've made this mention before, I'm a little lazy. I like content repurposing. So what's really cool about Facebook Lives is that you can take a Facebook Live once it's complete. And if you go into the top corner of that post, you should be able to click and there should be a drop down. And it should say embed and it'll give you an embed code. It's like a funky HTML. I don't know what it actually all means. And for those of you guys that have a blog, you can actually take that video and put it in on your blog. And if you guys tune in to Thursday's Daily Dose of Awesome Live, I talked about how to do a video blog. So I love the fact that you guys are talking about doing live video. I love the fact that you guys are talking about blogging. So what is another action that you guys can take, Right? What is another like thing that you can do to move your business? Remember, this is all for you guys individually. I love that you guys are making, so here's the fun part. You guys are committing to this live on the Daily Dose of Awesome, right? So you guys are putting it out there that these are the actions you're going to take. So I'm a kind of a watcher. I like to watch what you guys do. So don't be worried when you guys start seeing me pop up all over the place, right? So you guys have got blogging going on. So you're going to post daily to your page. Perfect. Posting daily to your Facebook page actually is an action, right? It is something that you have to be doing. Three Facebook Lives per week. Alex, that's awesome. And an ad review. You know, that's, those are all actions, right? the 80-20 rule. Ah, Bev, this is a great question. I have a problem with the 80-20 is that I don't understand what I have to do to take action. How do you get past that? So the 80-20 rule. So really what 80-20 means is that you provide more value than you ask for the sale. That's really what the 80-20 rule is about. I see Julie's on here. So 80-20 rule just means I'm going to provide 80% of value. I'm going to continue telling you guys, you know, so Daily Dose of Awesome. This is us giving value. If you're posting on your Facebook page, you're like, how do I make, you know, quotes are awesome. If you're coming across blog content that you really like and you want to share and repurpose, if you're coming across things that inspire you, these are great things of ways to train and educate, and that's the 80%, right? 80% of what you put out there really needs to be looking at who you're talking to and providing value to them. 20% of the time, right? Because not only should you give value, but you should ask for the sale. You should be going like, hey, I've got a product that you may be interested in, right? I may be... I have a link that you can click on. I want to connect with you face to face. I want to talk about a system or product or company that I'm involved in, right? So you have to make the sale. It can't be all value and no receiving, right? Because otherwise you're going to burn out. You're like, oh, I'm doing all this hard work and I'm putting out all this value, but I'm not getting anything back. Well, then the question you have to ask yourself is like, oh, have you put out your links? Have you put out an offer? Have you told them to buy something, right? Value is great, but it's detrimental if you don't at least ask for the sale. So that's something you have to look at also, right? Tracy, you said lives, 3 to 4 posts to my business page daily. See, those are actions. Those are absolute actions. Then my next question for you, and Jenny says 4 to 5 blog posts a week, Facebook daily, emails daily, almost. Jenny, that's awesome, right? You're committing to doing that. And then the next thing I want to do, so you have three things that you might, three actions you might take on moving your business forward over the next 30 days, right? And then my next question would be, what is one thing that you're really uncomfortable with? One thing that you could do different? Something that maybe you're like, I don't really want to do that, but you know would make a difference in your business. Take on that one and look about doing that. Yeah, so Leah, you said something about, you know, I'm new to network marketing, not savvy social media. That's perfectly okay, right? So being new to the network marketing industry, being new to social media, like that is the place. I think almost everybody that's on here is in that same place. Maybe some are a little further along, maybe some are a little further behind. But being new to this is actually the best place for you to go and talk about this, because as you're going through training inside of Elite Marketing Pro, what's really awesome is that you can then share that training with other newbies, other people that are not so savvy at this, right? Because there's a relatability. There's something that goes, oh my gosh, I like that. So Bev, you said what I meant by the 80-20 is 20% training, 80% action. I feel like I spend more time training. So how do I get a good ad? So Bev, something about that, so that's a great question, right? You talk about 80-20, 80% in action, 20%. That is, so around, so content is 80-20, 80% out there. Action is action, right? Creating an ad is an action, right? Reviewing it is a training, okay? You're not going to always have perfect action. Let me say that again. You're not always going to have perfect action, right? And that's okay. Like, I would rather see imperfect action than perfect action. And I see a lot of you guys are talking about like Facebook Lives, right? So what happens if you do your first Facebook Live and the kids scream in the background, the dog's barking, somebody's out blowing leaves in the yard. Maybe you drop your phone like I've done previously in the past. You know, that's all okay, right? The reason we love Facebook Lives is that we get to see you live, You know, there's so here's something I found out. I was talking with a mentor of mine. They're like, people want to know what you're up to, right? So when I sit like this, instead of hunched over, all of a sudden there's a whole new world behind me. And all of a sudden you guys get curious about what the heck is behind Chef Katrina, right? Because now you're like, ooh, wait, is that her kitchen? And now I'm like, oh yeah, there's the kitchen. And you're like, oh my God, I got to see a sneak peek inside of Chef Katrina's kitchen, right? And then you're like, ooh, what's that over there? Like, oh, that looks like a bookshelf. I wonder what kind of bookshelf she has over there. So what's fun about Facebook Live is that it's almost like people want to know what's going on, right? And they want to know what's going on in your life. They also want to know that you're going to show up consistently, right? Because Jenny said Facebook Live, finding a consistent time. And you know what's really cool is like if you can't find a face, so we have a consistent time here on for Elite Marketing Pro, okay? So Elite Marketing Pro, we do the Daily Dose of Awesome at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every single day. And then I get a phone call from Fernie going, hey, I can't do the Facebook Live. Can you do it? Sure, I can do that, right? So with a team like ours, we have the ability to kind of rotate people through. And that's why I'm saying we really look at what your schedule looks like and schedule it. One of the craziest things people don't do is schedule their lives, and I have no idea why. Maybe because you're like me and you thought, well, if I schedule things, I don't have any freedom. I don't have time to do anything. It's so constrictive. I got to get things done at a certain time and day. And I think about it, I'm like, well, you schedule doctor's appointments, you schedule to go into work, you schedule to have meetings with your boss, right? Because these are important things that happen in your life. You schedule your birthday on your calendar. So it's really important that you are scheduling stuff into your life and put it on there, right? It's the fun thing to do. I love you guys. Like Tiffany puts on here, progress, progress, progress is perfection. Yeah, keep moving forward. Jenny, talk about Facebook Live. Yeah, lives allow you to see people who you are. Robert's like, wow, that was me. I mean, yeah, I mean, I fought scheduling stuff for a very long time. And then once I put it on my calendar, I actually got to see in my life where there were times where I could take a break or go on vacation or have downtime or go to the movies. Like, it was so cool to start scheduling things into my life. Alex, you said you're uncomfortable with page post engagement video ads. So I have a feeling you're going to be doing some of those. Derek, you said that Facebook Live's really uncomfortable in front of the camera. You know what? Okay, here's the funny part is I probably have met more people that are uncomfortable in front of the camera than I've actually met people that are comfortable in front of the camera. I think that even goes for people that have been doing camera work forever. I've been doing video for a long time, and then I got out of video for a year, and then I wanted to come back into it, and I was like, ooh, I mean, like my hair's grown longer. People aren't gonna see me. Maybe I'm wearing the wrong clothes. I'm not wearing my chef jacket today. My camera's not set up right. You know, I can come up with a thousand excuses not to get on camera. Trust me. Trust me. I'm pretty good at that one. Yeah. She says, I need to ask for the sale or join me. I need to improve on this. Yeah, right. It can be something. So back to Bev, you asked about the question about how do I get more in action and less around training. See, the cool part about training is that it takes nothing to get into action to reteach what you're training, right? So I like to see people with you that guys, when you go through this training, when you go through a product or course, remember there are nights in the world of internet marketing, guys, the amount of new people that are coming into this industry far out something, right? I can't even think of the word. That's me. I can't speak of words, right? But there are more new people coming into this industry than there are people that stay in this industry, right? When you look at top leaders inside of Elite Marketing Pro, when you look at top leaders inside of your network marketing company, it's a small percentage. It's a very small percentage to the amount of people that come in because they're recruiting every single day because people leave. People absolutely leave. They don't stay committed to the process. So what happens is that when you're brand new, right, and you're coming in and you're teaching people what you know at your level, there's so much more relatability than the guru, right, talking to you because there's like, oh my gosh, well, they did it, but now they're out of reach. Like they're talking about hundreds and millions and thousands of dollars where your life would be changed with making a couple hundred bucks, right? $1,000 would absolutely change your financial situation. So you got to look at realistically when you show up on a Facebook Live, when you do your first blog post, when you talk about how to set up your first, how you did your first Facebook Live, how you set up your first email account, what you wrote in that first email, right? All of those firsts makes you much more valuable than me talking about it. Because I'm like, she's been doing this forever. She knows this. It's like, that's good for her, but I'm just getting started. There are more of you getting started right now on this Facebook Live than there are people have been going at it for years. So I challenge you, which one of you, and this may be something that you guys take a look at for yourself, but which one of you is going to stick around? Who's going to be here a year from now? Possibly 2 years from now. I want a yes if you're planning on being around Elite Marketing Pro and this amazing community for another year, right? Can you be with us for another year? Well, I see you up on the leaderboards, but I still see you engaging, acting, and committed to your business, right? Because you guys are committing. Like, you guys are literally verbally committing that you're going to stick with this. And that's really what it takes, right? You're in. So Alex is in. Delon is in. You guys, you know, Scott, yes, for sure. You guys, I've been in with Elite Marketing Pro for almost 4 years. And I learned something every single year, right? So yes, so you guys, Sana's yes, Charlie yes, Heather yes, Joy yes. All right. Then my request is that you guys absolutely stay committed to the process. Learn and then go out and share what you're learning. Don't have to teach it per se, but share what you're learning. Oh my gosh, you guys are like kicking butt. Like Stephanie's yes, Julie's yes. Hi Tish is yes. Trish is yes. Hey Trish, how are you? Tiffany, you said, yes, the go live button is the worst for me, but I'm here. So Tiffany, hit the go live button. It works. Robert's like, it works. He's taking off. Why wouldn't you? Thank you for pointing out we can be a leader at any level. Yeah, any level. Getting started is one of the best levels to be at because you're the most relatable. Just get started. Don't quit. Yep, Michael, I don't start. Just quit. I mean, if you guys watched the Super Bowl last night, I mean, literally, everybody at halftime was like, this game's a wash. Falcons are going to win. Patriots are going to, like, in the sack. There's no way they're going to come back from this type of deficit. Nobody ever has. My challenge is to you. Are you going to stick around? Because nobody ever has. I can name 3 people from 3 years ago that I know that stuck around. You wouldn't believe where they are today. It's because they stuck around. Right? So I invite you guys to stick around. Hang out there. Learn this. And I love you guys all for taking 3 actions that might move your business forward and 1 that makes you so uncomfortable, but you know it would do such amazing things in your business that's where the magic really is going to happen. So thanks guys for joining me here today. Go out, take action. I love you all. Go kick butt tonight. We have our Monday Mojo with Ed and he is going to be awesome and amazing. We've got some great content we're going to cover tonight. So you guys make sure you are out sharing the Monday Mojo link. It's found in your back office underneath the My Training tab, underneath Weekly Training. There's a link there. Add your affiliate ID. Go out and let everyone know that you guys are going to have an awesome Monday Mojo with Ed and I tonight. Thank you guys so much. Have a great one. We'll talk to you soon. Bye guys.